All right now.
Cooling off a little bit out there, man, isn't it? Man, we're getting hot up here, I'll tell you. Feels great. It sure is a pleasure to be with y'all today. It is amazing to think how many Americans are never going to see this place, isn't it? Wow. Everybody should get to be here. Let us take just a moment to tell you who these fine-looking boys are up here. We have with you tonight, on the bass, wearing his birthday shirt. It was a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, we're just glad to keep having them, really. We're from the same hometown, which is Bowling Green, Kentucky. As you can tell, he's already been playing the upright bass, fine electric player as well, and he'll be playing the fretless electric for you throughout the show. A wonderful harmony singer. Shoot, he's just fine. That's all there is to it. Megan, welcome from Bowling Green, Mr. Byron House. I wish we had time for all that one too, doggone it. We'll try to get to all of our hit before the evening is over. We have so many. On the drums, in the shadow of greatness. I'm just kidding, I kid. 19 years with Mr. Porter Wagner on the Grand Ole Opry. Could have happened, I guess. Would you believe 12 years with Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas? How about a year and a half with Boxcar Willie? Would you believe that? Well, as you may have noticed, he can play any kind of music. We are really, really fortunate he's playing with us. We love playing with him. Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm afraid this is about as close as we're going to get to there this summer. It's okay with him, though. His first time at the Targhee, and man, we're glad he's with you today. This is Mr. Chris Brown on the drum. Theme song for Chris. And of course, over here on the guitar, our young country singer. You're a damn good looking young man. We have noticed, I know. He's C.F. Martin to the gills today in hopes that Larry Barnwell will give him a guitar after a while. Come on, barn dog. Gee, what kind of guitar do you play? Well, he plays it very well, that's for sure. And fine singer. We're going to feature his vocals in just a little bit for you. Originally from the great state of Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. We've got to go on. Got to go on with the show. And actually, you know, he's a great singer, guitar man, great mandolin player. So you're not hearing that tonight. We don't need that. Don't make me keep up. But you know, it's not just music. No, no. That's right. Somebody's already guessed. Yes, I did have a request. Would he please do Ross Perot tonight? Because about the best Ross Perot, because we realize that what was funny about the last presidential election? Nothing. Well, I didn't win, for one thing. I thought I did, but I asked for the recount, and that didn't work out. But Ross Perot wasn't in the election, so there was nothing funny going on. Ross, do you have words of wisdom for the fine folks of Grand Targhee?
Can we talk? This is just sad, okay? I don't know about y'all. My taxes are higher than Sam Bush and John Cowan in the 70s put together. You know what I'm saying? This is hot. This is sick.
Check, please.
I was trying to pay attention to some of the last election, and I got everybody confused. I couldn't remember if it was George D.W., I don't have an idea, Bush. Or was it Clinton that tried cocaine, but they didn't inhale it?
I never exhaled.
Well, you know. I'll just leave you on that note with saying, don't eat the brown acid. God bless you. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Duncanville, Texas, Mr. John Randall Stewart. That lick was in honor of Yorma Kalkinen. All right, we're going to do an instrumental for you now that I recently made up. And it's named after a nickname that we used to call the Newgrass Revival. We loved complicated arrangement. If you could arrange it, we'd complicate it. We'd figure it out. Let's make it more complicated. So one night we play one of our complicated arrangements. Old boy came up to us and said, "Who y'all think you are, the Mahavishnu Mountain Boys or something?" Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. So that's what this title is, the Mahavishnu Mountain Boys. Here we go.